For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time it's subject to change. Max one offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Amerks are opening up the playoffs this Friday at home against Syracuse. Much more on that, not only today, but throughout the course of the week as we build towards game one against the Crunch. Incredibly, based on the impact he had and the memories he made, it's worth noting that Colin Blackwell was only an Amerk for one season, and he finished second in team scoring to Zach Redmond that year. And last night he had his incredible shining moment with the Dallas Stars, his first ever playoff game winner. It was in overtime as Dallas evened the series with Colorado. What a game.
I do believe Colin Blackwell wore number 43 in Rochester for a certain me. He made me proud last night when he took advantage of lazy Mackenzie Blackwood, because Blackwood just sat there on his knees while the puck is in front of him. Like you got to get up, man. You got to get up and make yourself look big, because you're stayed there looking so small. And Mackenzie Blackwood was in the blue paint, and Colin Blackwell came in and just saw so much net. Walked in, and I was impressed because that line for Dallas was technically their fourth line. Well, they didn't play like their fourth line. They had 5 shifts in overtime. They played more than the actual Kiviranta line. So they were more like the third line. And I think that was, because they were going and, Pete DeBoer realized, look, they're flying. I got to play them. And they rewarded him with a big goal.
He's 32. He was never drafted. Never expected to get beyond the American Hockey League, for sure. Nashville gave him a chance after he was with Milwaukee, after being with the Amerks. And from that point on, he's appeared with the Predators, the Rangers, the Kraken, the Leafs, the Hawks, and now Dallas. And he's almost at 300 NHL games, which is quite a feat when you start late and have zero expectations of lasting. So couldn't be happier for Colin. And obviously now, like, what's your take on that series with Landeskog waiting in the wings?
Well, Landeskog is playing game 3. And I don't get it. I guess they said Landeskog wanted to do a pregame routine. And, he hasn't played in the NHL in 3 years or whatever.
Yep.
But it doesn't go away. I don't know. If he's ready to take warm-up, he's ready to play. I guess he wasn't fully ready to play. Or maybe Colorado felt, hey, we won a game in Dallas. Maybe we get out of here with 2 wins. It gives us some time to let, Landy just, kind of get better or get to be closer to 100%. Because I still don't think he's 100%, but it's going to be an emotional boost. I felt like he was playing last night, and I was surprised when he didn't, but the experts all said they thought game 3 in Colorado was going to be when we were going to see Gabe Landeskog. So I think this is when Big 92, their captain, is going to come in.
I will warn against riding that cliche. I think many times the perceived emotional boost does not translate to wins.
Yeah.
And we'll see. This is a great matchup. Dallas had lost 8 games in a row, regular season and playoffs combined, before pulling that one out after trailing after 2 periods.
Yeah.
They
like Tyler Seguin's boost didn't matter, didn't materialize.
Looks really good.
Yeah, but it didn't materialize in the last game of the year and the first game of the playoffs. But maybe over time it works for Dallas. I think maybe over time Landeskog will have more of an impact with Colorado.
Might only get 3 games though.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he gets only 3 games. You don't know. Matthew Tkachuk tonight. Let's see how that works for Florida. Is this an emotional boost, or is Tampa going to walk all over Florida and all of a sudden you're like, eh, you know what? Matthew Tkachuk is not 100% and makes a difference. We don't know that. I feel like in the room there is an emotional boost, but when you get on the ice and you got 2-3 shifts going, 100%. It's out. Like, you got to play the game.
Yeah, and I'll say this, like, again, with the low-hanging fruit and storylines, we understand this. We live in this world, so we see it and know it. I could have used less talk about Rantanen last night, given the fact that Dallas was losing because everybody else with Rantanen not living up to their expectations. Like,
yeah.
And so guess what? They all started getting around it in the third period, and they got it to even and got it into overtime. I mean, they could have won it earlier in overtime. Mackenzie Blackwood had an unreal save on Marchment with the right pad. And again,
Marchment's body language all game was so funny, Duffer. Like, he had the one goal. He's like, shoot. And then he took a penalty. He's like, Like, his body language was incredible all game. It made me laugh. Like, again, moments that I was laughing out loud yesterday watching the games, Mason Marchment was one of those. I'm like, he's having a tough go. Well, he ended up with a pretty good game. Like, he was very involved in all aspects of the game.
Who's going to be the next coach in Seattle under GM and EVP Jason Botterill?
Well, I would think that now that the Rick Tocchet news came down yesterday that they're not going to exercise his option. They still want to sign him, but Rick Tocchet was only he's making less than $3 million. You don't think Vancouver, you're going to get Rick Tocchet for less money than what you had him on the option.
They said they were going to give him a richer deal, Marty.
I get that, but they weren't going to take the option. I don't, like, to me, it's speaking on both sides. And we're not going to take the option, but we want to give you more money. Like, you're letting Rick Tocchet be a free agent. And I think Seattle is going to be calling Rick Tocchet. I think the Rangers are going to call Rick Tocchet. The Flyers are going to call Rick Tocchet. Everybody that's got an opening is going to call Rick Tocchet, just like Craig Berube was the guy last year. And do I think that's the style of the Seattle Kraken to go after Rick Tocchet? No, but maybe that's what they have to do. Look, Jason Botterill now is the GM there. I'm very, very surprised they let go of Dan Bylsma. And
really?
Yes, because he was there 1 year.
He was there 1 year. Did you see the year?
Yeah, but did you see their roster? Like, come on. Like, it's not like you're giving them all the opportunities to be able to get better. I feel like Seattle's roster took a step back. Shane Wright was pretty good this year. Berniers was okay. Like, there was some, you know, they didn't have goaltending. Like, Decord was fine, but Grubauer's awful. Like, it just...
Yeah, but Decord's number one. You don't even have to worry about Grubauer anymore.
Decord, I know, but they played Grubauer early and it didn't work, and they put themselves into a tough, big hole. I think Bylsma, 1 year, look at everything that he's done for your organization. Coachella, building the prospect, comes up, you give him 1 year. I'm very surprised. I still think, personally, I think Dan Bylsma is a really good coach. He's proven it many different times. Yes, Buffalo did not work well. He had 2 years in Buffalo. There was the first 2 years of Jack Eichel. And there was a lot of internal stuff that happened in the locker room and whatever. Feels like Dan Bylsma, to me, is a very demanding coach. Has a lot of plays, a lot of systems, a lot of meetings and whatever. You have to have the right team for that. When he was in Pittsburgh, he had Sidney Crosby as your leader. Sidney Crosby was like, I want meetings. I love hockey. You want me to be at the rink 24 hours, seven days a week? I'll be here. And you know what? If somebody complains, I'm going to tell them I'm Sidney Crosby, and that's the way it's going to get done. and it worked in Pittsburgh. Well, you got to have the same thing.
But it didn't everywhere though, because else. That's why he was let go and didn't have the ultimate staying power.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why he was let go, because he didn't have somebody to say, we're in Bielsma's camp. What he's doing is the way we're going to get better. It didn't happen in Buffalo, and it didn't happen now in Seattle after 1 year. I'm very surprised he was let go.
You never answered the question, who's going to be Botterill's coach?
Well, I did say they're going to call Rick Tkin.
Right, that's not the answer I'm looking for.
I think there's going to be a Gerard Gallant push this summer. And I would see him go to Seattle. I think there's going to be a Gerard Gallant push this summer.
Why are there never any new coaching names on the horizon that are tip of tongue for any of us?
The Kraken kind of did a little bit of that, because they had Axtell there for a little
but
bit.
He's been and
around.
They went with Bielsma.
Yeah, but Axtell was not a guy that had been in the league 15 years, right? Like it was okay, he was with the Flyers. Now he's a college guy. He's still got that new vibe to him. And then Bielsma, the last time he was in the league was like 8 years ago.
Right. And he Which is why I'm not DHL surprised that it only lasted 1 year, because I think, unfortunately, his last years in the NHL prior to this one follow him. And I never looked at that team thinking that they've got it all together. And there's a million reasons for it. And yeah. You mentioned goaltending. So this is not a dump on Dan Bielsma segment. But I am not surprised in the least that they made this change. Nor am I really surprised that they elevated Botterill based on how long he's been connected there. But anyway, Penguin connections run deep. That's why the Tocket thing is I guess I'm just asking, and you can...
And then I'm going to go to Mike Sullivan again, because if Sullivan misses out,
everything says that he's staying. So
he's staying. But if they make a change, because if Pittsburgh decides to call Tocket and Tocket says, I want to coach Sid and the Pittsburgh Penguins to new heights, they'll walk away from Sullivan right then.
Yeah, I don't think that would ever happen, but I'm just saying, to disagree.
It's a potential.
All I'm saying,
it's potential.
If you want to punt your answer to the end of this show or tomorrow, let me rephrase the question. Who is the next Spencer Carberry that the Seattle Kraken can hire? So hang on that one. Let's move north.
Spencer Carberry was an NHL assistant coach
and
when
AHL
he got hired.
Head coach prior.
AHL head coach prior, but then when NHL assistant came back.
Give it some time. You're good at this, and I know you'll come up with a great answer, but I would like to shift just slightly north of Seattle and the Hughes situation. Which has actually been percolating through the entire year, even though he's got years to go on his deal.
Two.
Because of how dysfunctional it was in Vancouver this year, you already started to hear, they might not be able to keep Quinn Hughes for much longer than his current contract runs. And how would you describe the commentary from...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The Canucks management yesterday pertaining to the Hughes situation.
So Jim Rutherford was speaking, and next to him is Patrick Alvin, the general manager. And Jim Rutherford is the president of hockey operation. And Jim Rutherford, I think, put his foot in his mouth by going like, well, with Quinn, they asked about Quinn Hughes and his future. And he said, well, with Quinn, it's not going to be about money. He's made it clear he wants to play with his brothers. So we're going to have to get his brothers here for him to stay here. So then somebody mentioned like, ew, that may be a little, you know, like tough comment. The league may not like that. And Patrick Alvin is like, kind of trying to wheel him back in. So I don't think it's tampering. Listen, like Jack Hughes is under contract. If you say, I'd like to have Jack Hughes on my team, he's not a UFA. He's not an RFA. Luke Hughes is different, but even that, I think the comments are fine. He basically wanted to say Quinn Hughes wants to play with his brothers. Here's my point to all of this. Sorry, Vancouver, but Jack Hughes has a long-term deal in New Jersey. Luke Hughes is already in New Jersey, and they're going to sign him to a long-term deal. The only potential of the three Hughes brothers playing together is in 2 years when Quinn Hughes is a UFA, he's going to say bye-bye Jets, and he's going to sign with the New Jersey Devils. Okay. That's how it's going to happen.
But so, it's not going to get there. Because if they know this, they're going to trade him this summer.
They should.
Right. So Quinn Hughes for Nico Hischier and what?
Again, if you're the New Jersey Devils.
Because Nico Hischier is a perfect fit for the Vancouver Canucks.
He is, but why would the Devils do that?
Because they want the Hughes brothers to be even better than they are, which is already really amazing.
Could you wait 2 years and get them?
Do you not think the Devils need to have marketing?
Yeah, but do you think you can wait 2 years and get them for free as a UFA?
Because they'll trade them somewhere. No.
Even if they trade Quinn Hughes somewhere else, he's going to wait for his contract to be done, and then he'll sign in New Jersey for... Sure. I'm just saying... I'm not giving Nico Hischier. You want a few first-rounders? You want a couple of prospects? I'll give you a package that's going to be great. But I'm not giving... You're screwed. Like, you are the Vancouver Canucks. Okay, your captain, Quinn Hughes, wants out. He wants to play with his brothers. You don't have the leverage here. I'm going to give you prospects and picks.
Okay.
I see what you're saying.
No.
Like Vancouver would ask for Nico Hischier.
Equitable for both sides. I was not thinking rationally and how business is actually conducted inside of professional sports. So now that you've taught me how I should be thinking, if I were the Devils, I would give Vancouver 6 years of first round picks right now.
Yeah. Make it where you can do it where it doesn't matter to the Devils. Who cares?
You know what? Take the Tampa philosophy and give them the first, second, and third round picks for each of the next 6 years.
You know what? If you gave Vancouver your first, second, third this year and first, second, third next year, and maybe you throw a prospect, it would work. The only problem is the Devils don't have a first rounder this year. But give them first, second, third this year, first, second, third the next year, and first, second the year after, who cares?
Honestly, give them one of, like, there are a number of prospects they can throw in here.
Yeah. If you were to say Nico Hischier is in the deal, I think it's Nico Hischier and potentially do you think Dawson Mercer would have to be included in there?
Yeah. And here's the thing. The only reason I said it was because I'm trying to live in a live now in the moment. Like, I don't want to.
Okay.
We are reminded of this every day.
We have to go to break, Duffer. When we come back from break, I'll tell you what producer Jeff and I kind of crazy idea would have been. What is the market value, Sabres-wise, to acquire Quinn Hughes and then acquire Jack Hughes and Luke Hughes? Okay. What you would have to do.
Well, we got a break then and save time for that next on Sabres Live.
Yeah.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.